our dear child, Iyobu, our dear father in heaven, the dear God, sometimes is simply called God. Translated, his name Iyobu means he is. Does your name also have a meaning? However, some simply call God the dear God because God consists only of love. Your daddy got you as his child. Either you were his first child or a further one. The first child is called firstborn and can be a he or a she. Iyobu God had a son as his first child too. Then he still got many other children in heaven and later on earth. The Son of God, who was the firstborn of the Father Iyobu, is called Jesus. He was the first angel. Angels are persons in heaven who, like God, cannot be seen by humans. Jesus was the archangel of God and was called Michael in the beginning. Archangel means first of angels. Today, by becoming children of mom and dad, we always get grandmas and grandpas, the parents of daddy and mommy. But Jesus did not get that. No grandma, no grandpa. He did not even have a mom, but only had his father, the dear God, whose name is Iyobu. This name is very important to him. Everybody should know it and like to hear it. Do you like to hear your name too? Can you already write or spell it? Also, Jesus had neither uncles nor aunts, neither brothers nor sisters, nor any cousin. Do you have grandpas and grandmas, uncles and aunts, brothers or sisters or cousins, my dear reader or dear reading child? Why did Jesus not even have a mom but only a father? The dear God whose name is Iyobu. Jesus could not have a mom because at that time no mom had been created yet by God. Jesus should be a substitute for a mom for all those angels who were created after him. These again became brothers of Jesus, but thus also had something like a mom. The Bible is the book given to us by God. In it, it says that everything after Jesus' own creation was created by means of Jesus. Our Father can only have children because your mother is there. Your Father can only have children because your mother is there. It was similar with God at that time. Everything created by Iyobu was created with the help of Jesus. Jesus was the beginning of God's creation and then God's tool for creating everything else. He is therefore called the master workman of God. Iyobu God also wished that Jesus could become the start of all things. God himself, however, did not have any beginning. He was already there in all times of the past. It is said that he is from eternity. But Jesus should be the start of everything else. He should become such one. Similarly, your dear daddy wants to give way to your dear mom in all things because he loves her so much. Nevertheless, he remains the head of the family. Your daddy loves your mom like himself. Your dear mom loves your dad like herself, too. Iyobu loved Jesus so very much, too. Of course, Jesus was no woman or even a wife for God, but he was his son, whom he taught everything by himself. Does your mom and your dad also teach you many things by themselves? Do they not show you so many things in life, too? Things that are totally new to you? Jesus was always joyful around Iovo, his father. He was happy about Iovo's work, like the humans when they were created later on. Are you also joyful and happy when being around your parents, your daddy and your mom, who love you so much? When you built a house, the first stone is called foundation stone. In the old times, it was always laid at a corner of the house. Therefore, it was also called cornerstone. Likewise, Jesus is sometimes called the cornerstone of the whole creation because he was the first piece and the fundamental start of everything God created in his great love. Before that, God was always alone for an unimaginably long time. He could think of anything, could speak to himself and imagine all the things that did not yet exist. He could plan them or discard them again. Beyond that, he could do many other things which can be done by oneself. But then at one time, God didn't want to be alone anymore. Being alone didn't seem good to him any longer. He didn't want to think for himself only, and wanted to love someone and have someone around to show his full love to someone who would be glad and thankful by starting to love as well. Thus, Iovo also wanted to experience the joy and comfort that you feel when being loved. Therefore, he first created Jesus, whose name was first Michael. Michael means who is like God. He wasn't called Jesus until much later, when salvation was at stake. Jesus means Iovo is salvation. When Iovo created Jesus, he became daddy and mommy for him at the same time. There are also families today where the daddy is bringing up his child alone and must also be the mom. Sometimes, however, a mom must also be the daddy. Do you know such families? How is it in your case? God is always called Father in the Bible, which is the book where God had all these things written down. Nevertheless, God was always a little bit a mom or a mother. Therefore, God created every human and also every animal with a little bit of both sexes. A male animal or a male human always has some minor things in him which are female. A female animal or a woman always has some minor things in her which are male. It is just the same with Iovo himself. Thus, Jesus had someone like a mom for himself when he was an angel in heaven. But much later, Iovo God sent his son Jesus from heaven down to the earth, where God had created the humans with Jesus as a helper. There on earth, Jesus became a human, just like you and I. First, he was a baby, then a little boy. Then he went to school and learned a trade from his father, and then he became a man. Therefore, he got a second father who was a human called Joseph. Joseph's ancestor was the famous David. God himself could not become a human father for Jesus here on earth. It is not possible for him to become human. Iovo is an unlimited God and too great for this purpose. For Jesus to become a real human, he got a real mom. That was a situation he had never experienced before. This real mom carried Jesus in her belly until his birth, when he was a fully grown baby. Thus, this mom was really pregnant with Jesus. The one who fathered Jesus was not Joseph, but God himself with his Holy Spirit. That is his power, which is also called the finger of God. Therefore, God's hand was the source. The mom was a very dear and simple woman called Mary. Mary means beloved one. Jesus finally got a dear mom and now really knew how it feels to have a real mom. My dear child, be glad and thankful for having a mom. Do you have a mom? Then you can be thankful for that and you can thank God for it. This is called a prayer to God. It is simply talking to God evil, just as if he would stand right in front of you. He listens to you and blesses you for that. A blessing is a present from God. Let your mom and dad explain to you what prayer and blessing means. There are so many gifts from God to you that nobody can count them. Your daddy and mommy also gave you many presents. Those are a blessing for you, and they bless you with them. Your parents do something good for you. Feel free to say a little thank you to them for that at any time. Why was Jesus made a human by Eowu, his dear father? Why was he here on earth? When we humans are so much smaller than angels who can fly anywhere. Actually, it was not only for the joyous surprise for Jesus to finally have a mom. No, there was a much more important reason why Eowu God sent Jesus to the earth, which is also called globe. This globe is just a tiny little point, a sphere in the midst of millions upon millions of huge stars, of which many are bigger than the sun. The globe is our tiny place where we humans live. It is also called planet Earth. The reason for Jesus' becoming a human was not meant as a surprise for Jesus, but as a joyous surprise for us humans. In the Bible, joyful surprise is called glad tidings, the happy good news or good message. A part of the Bible was written in Greek, and the original Greek word used here, evangelion, is sometimes translated as gospel. This booklet wants to explain to you a little bit these joyful news, dear reading child. The Bible is a book with that news of joy that Eowu God, our dear loving Father, wants to save us from all of today's problems, especially from death. The Bible is a thick book, which every human should have read, because in it, God gives us a manual for our lives and problems in life and is showing us an escape from death. This hope is the actual surprise for us worried humans. Because of this hope for salvation, Jesus became human, and that is why he came to us on earth. He was to be trained to lead all mankind back to Eowu and to be able to do that right. It was important for him to get precise knowledge about everything concerning human feelings and how humans live in order to feel with them when leading them. Jesus made many sacrifices and had to suffer a lot in order to be able to help humans. He also did many good deeds in order to show us how earth would be a paradise. He healed many sick people. He even brought many dead people back to life. He fed hungry people and performed many other miracles. This was for us to learn that God has the power to heal everyone in the coming paradise. God will turn the world into a paradise, resurrect the dead, and bring them into his paradise. God will also make all poverty go away. We will talk about that later on. Jesus suffered for us and took many burdens on his shoulders in order to take the burden of death away from us by his own sufferings.